We welcome you to today's beautiful festival of Jagannath Rath Yatra. It is said that if we take one step towards the Lord will take two steps toward us. And this is generally true. God helps those who help themselves. If you make a little effort to go towards the Lord will come closer to you more than you have gone toward Him. But in the Rath Yatra Festival, the Lord takes steps towards those who don't take any steps toward Him. He's so merciful that even people who have no knowledge of God, no interest in God, they are also blessed by the Lord's mercy. It is said that in the present age, people are so fallen or materially inclined or busy that they don't have time to go to the church or temple. But the Lord is so kind that He comes out of the temple and reaches the people. He is available in His form, deity form, as Lord Jagannath. He is available in His sound form as the holy name, or as the transcendental knowledge of the Vedas. And He is available as His through His devotees. And He manifests Himself in these different forms to extend Himself to us fallen souls, to revive our eternal relationship with Him. We in the material world are like fish out of water. A fish cannot be happy outside of water. It can be happy only in the water. If you take a fish out of water, put it in a beautiful golden bowl, and fill it with jewels and gems, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and adorn it with jewelry and put fragrance, perfumes, and everything to make the fish's body and bowl beautiful and comfortable. The fish cannot be happy because he is out of his natural element. He can be happy only in the water. So we are all spiritual beings. We are not the body. We are the spiritual spark within the body. And as soon as the spiritual spark leaves the body, we say the body is dead. Actually, the body is always dead. It's like a machine. It has no life. But because of the presence of the spiritual particle, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit, of God, Krishna, the body is animated. It moves, it speaks, it thinks, it feels, it desires, only because the soul is dead. So as soon as the soul leaves the body is dead. someone may be very beautiful, and people may be attracted to that person. But as soon as the soul leaves the body, people are no longer attracted. And the body is becomes either ashes or worms or stool, depending on in what tradition the body is disposed of. In some traditions, the body is burned, it becomes ashes. Or it's buried and becomes a dirt, dust thou art, and dust thou shalt become. Or it could be eaten by worms, often the body becomes worms, or other little organisms. And in some traditions, the body is taken out into the wilderness and left. And then the vultures come and eat the body. And then the body becomes stool. So that's the ultimate fate of the body. It either becomes ashes or worms or stool. So what is really of value is the spiritual spark within the body. And that spiritual spark is part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit, the Krishna. Just like a spark may come out of a fire. And when it falls out of the fire, its fiery qualities are lost. But if that cinder is put back in the fire, then it regains its fiery qualities and it dances in the fire. So somehow we have fallen out of the spiritual atmosphere, our real home, our real elements. And so our spiritual qualities of eternity, knowledge, and bliss are temporarily lost. But when we come back into the fire, or coming back to the other analogy, as fish, to go back into the ocean, then we can be happy. Naturally, we will be happy. And so, Lord Jagannath, the entire spiritual world comes to us by the grace of the Lord to remind us of our real life and our real happiness. And when we approach that spiritual realm, the dualities of the material world become very insignificant. The material world by nature is filled with dualities. Love and hate, pleasure and pain, hot and cold. And we are always being drawn into this illusion and enjoying and suffering. But that will go on, as you may have experienced. If you absorb yourself in Krishna, in the beautiful form of Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, you go beyond that duality. So our only real business is to take shelter of Krishna. The dualities of the world will go on. You can't stop it. Srila Prabhupada needs to tell the story that in India there is a saying that even if you go to Calcutta, your forehead will go with you. And the meaning of that saying is that because in the olden days, Calcutta was the great city of India. In fact, it was the greatest city of the British Empire. So people had the idea if they go to Calcutta, they'll get everything. They'll become rich. They'll have all good fortune, and they will enjoy life. So the saying is, even if you go to Calcutta, your forehead will go with you. Because it is said that one's destiny is written in one's forehead. In fact, the word for destiny and the word for forehead are the same. And sometimes Indian people, if they are lamenting their bad luck, they go like this. I'm so unlucky. Because foreheads are their face, their forehead is the same. So even if you go to Calcutta, your forehead will go with you. So you can't escape your destiny. There is a story in Persia. Same principle. Many of the same principles were known to wise people in different cultures throughout the ages. So one rich man sent his servant to the marketplace to buy some goods and bring them to his estate. And this is in Baghdad. And when in the marketplace, the servant bumps into Death's son Five. And so he went back to his master, and he was terrified. He was terrified. He said that I met Death in the marketplace, in the bazaar, and he looked at me in a very menacing way, and I'm terrified. I'm leaving. I'm going to Samara. I'm going away. So the master is a very wealthy man, very resourceful man. So he went to the market to see what was happening. And he found Jess was there. Jess the son of God was there. And he said, why did you jostle my servant? Why did you look at him with menacing eyes and terrify him? Why did you do that? And God said, I wasn't looking at him with menacing eyes. I was just surprised to see him in Baghdad because I have an appointment with him this evening at Samara. So the idea is whatever your destiny is, even up to the point of death, you cannot escape it. You do not have that power. The only power you have is to surrender to Krishna. And when you surrender to Krishna, you go beyond the dualities of the material world. They're there, they go on, but you're not affected. And so many verses in the Bhagavad Gita say the same thing. But you can experience it only when you really take shelter of Krishna and live with Krishna, not in the material world. There's a story related in Srimad Bhagavatam that a great king named Chitraketu was cursed by Parvati, the consort of Lord Shiva. And he did not make any effort to retaliate or counteract the curse or escape the curse or take revenge. But he accepted the curse without any reluctance or hesitation. And Lord Shiva glorified the devotees and to Parvati, saying how wonderful are the devotees of the Lord. Because obviously, Yasodarshan, they see heaven or hell or liberation all the same. And they are equipoised in all situations. And Srila Prabhupada explains the reason is that a devotee does not live in heaven or hell or in Brahma, but the devotee lives with Krishna. So for him, every place is the same. And Prahlad Maharaj said the same thing. For himself, he has no anxiety. Because wherever he is, he can merge himself into the ocean of chanting and hearing the Lord's voice and feel transcendental bliss. He said for himself, he has no anxiety. But he does have one anxiety, and that is that so many poor souls in the material world are suffering from separation from Krishna, without Krishna consciousness, without God consciousness. And he knows that without God consciousness, they cannot be happy. So his only anxiety is how to bring these poor, fallen souls back to the shelter of the Lord. So that is his only anxiety. And he says, therefore, he is always thinking of ways how to bring them back to the shelter of the Lord, which is the only place of happiness. And so devotees in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, in that mood of compassion, like Srila Prabhupada, they are always thinking how to bring the fallen souls back to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And therefore Srila Prabhupada introduced the Rathyatra Festival. The Rathyatra Festival, of course, has been celebrated for thousands of years in India and Jagannath Puri, and even in other places in India. But Srila Prabhupada brought it from India to the rest of the world, beginning first in San Francisco, and then other places, London, and now practically every major city in the world celebrates Rathyatra. So that is the mercy of the devotee. And by the mercy of the devotee, we are enjoying the Rathyatra festival. And the Lord's mercy follows the devotee's mercy. And so we have been blessed by both the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the devotees. And as His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami so nicely advised us, that the experience of God, of Krishna, of Krishna consciousness that we experience here today, we should take that with us. We should take that home with us. We should carry it in our hearts. Because we can have this experience at any time, just by our consciousness. Even today, we probably experience the Lord's mercy to varying degrees, according to our capacity, according to our effort, according to our determination. But that possibility is always there. And yes, if we take one step to the Lord, He'll take two or ten or 20 or 100 or 200 towards us. So yes, this is an exception, even if we didn't take any steps towards him. He came to us. But now that we have this idea, we shouldn't just sit and wait for the Lord to come again without making any effort of our own, but we should make our efforts. And he will reciprocate more than we can imagine. And if nothing else, we should constantly, if possible, whenever we get a chance, chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jagannatha. Jaga Swami Ki Jai. Baladev Ki Jai. Srimati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai.